upon a time, and it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnose Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. We are blessed and highly favored. It's a blessing to be a blessing. I appreciate y'all tapping in every week. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know the vibes, man. And before we get started, as always, I'm going to start off with that word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life. All right, so we're going to get into it right here. You know, I love these word of the days, man. I live it, I preach it, I teach it. Shout out to Keys, because I got this word of the day from Keys. And it goes, you can either be a legend or a lesson. I like that, right? It says you can either be a legend or a lesson. I like this word of the day because it's very powerful, right? I think that I had said on another episode before how every day when you wake up, every person has a superpower. And that superpower is the power of choice, right? Everybody ultimately has 24 hours every day. And what you choose to do with that 24 hours is up to you, right? And furthermore, I feel that if someone's alive, they're breathing, you do have a purpose. Believe it or not, everybody and everything has a purpose on this earth. Or it wouldn't be here. That's just real talk. So ultimately, the choices that you make on a daily basis will determine what the outcome for your life is going to be. And you're either going to be a legend or you're going to be a lesson. If you listen closely to the things that God wants for your life, walking in alignment with your destiny, that's going to ultimately get you to where you have to go. And you will be a legend in a positive way, right? It might not be on a mega stage and mega famous and superstardom, right? Because that's not always what success looks like, right? Success is not always loud. Success might be, you know, you did something for someone that was in need that day. That was a success. That was a win, right? You know what I'm saying? So success is not always loud, but your actions can be legendary to someone else because you changed their life, right? And that's important to realize that you could either be a legend or a lesson. We all have purpose. If you follow that path and that journey that God has destined for your life, then you will be legendary. On the flip side, if you don't and you constantly make mistakes, you're not listening or heeding to the journey that you're supposed to go down, you will be a lesson. And, you know, God is not wasteful, so he's not going to waste that story and let it just die down. You know, he'll assign it to someone else and get reassigned, right? It's just like with a job. If someone's doing a crappy job, what they gonna do? You're out of here, right? And they're gonna reassign that position to someone else who can succeed. So it's the same thing. Ultimately, you could either be a legend or a lesson, and the choice is up to you, right? And that is the word of the day, okay? Before today, this podcast is gonna be fire because the word of the day ties into today's topic. And today's topic is why successful men fail, right? Why successful men fail. I've been seeing a lot of things in the news, the media, not just only recently, but like for years now. And the common theme is like we see these men that gain so much success, so much power, so much wealth, so much influence, and ultimately a lot of them fail. And it's pretty sad to see because you see like you see the trajectory. You see them from the bottom, then they get to the top and then they fall back down. Right? That's kind of crazy to see, but it happens. And there's a couple of reasons why that happens. And that's why we're going to talk about on today's podcast. Now, whether, you know, we could look at somebody like Diddy, you know, was running Bad Boy Records, very successful. And then to see his present state, his current demise, somebody like Bill Clinton, you know, his demise, he got caught up with Monica Lewinsky, Bernie Madoff, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly. The list goes on and on and on. I mean, you know, Rudy Giuliani, whoever you want to name. There's so many different powerful men that reached a certain height and they fell, right? So I made some notes here and we're going to get a little deep today. All right, we're going to talk about these things because you know, I think that this is a great topic and it gives insight too, right? Like if maybe you're on a path or you're on a journey to success and being successful, these are things to watch out for because these are things that ultimately could be deterrents to what you're trying to do on your path for success, right? So and they're in no particular order, right? I want to be clear. These are just four speaking points that I came up with to me that seem to be repetitive in the failure of successful men. All right. So, you know, get out your popcorn, about to be a movie. Get out your notepad, take notes, do what you got to do. All right. So the first thing that I came up with is lust. All right. I think that lust is a common denominator that often brings down powerful men, why they fail. Now, why is that, right? When you really break it down, and I got a lot of notes here, we'll get into this. You know, first thing you got to realize is that, you know, and I heard this from an OG of mine, the devil will give you everything you want and take away everything that you have. Right? So the devil will give you everything you want, but take away everything you have. And the trick bag is that most of the time, 9 times out of 10, what you have is what you need, not necessarily what you want. So a lot of times when you're a powerful man, you start to elevate. But before we even talk about the elevation of powerful men, right, let's talk about what makes a powerful man, right? Normally, they have influence, they're driven, but 9 times out of 10, most of the time, they have an alpha personality, right? So an alpha male is someone who's assertive, he's outgoing, and most of the time, let's keep it a stack. That's what women like, right? I don't know any woman that wants like a beta male that's passive. You know, if they're going out, they don't feel protected, right? They feel like they're going to have to do everything, right? Her man broke as a joke. She got to pay for everything. Her man, you know, he's not a physically fit. So if they get in the fight, she got to be out there scrapping with heels on. You know what I'm saying? To protect. No woman wants that. I don't care what. Nobody can convince me different, right? Nobody wants to be with a beta. Alphas are the preferred personality type because they're leaders, they're go-getters, they're assertive, right? They provide and they protect. They set a certain standard that attracts women, right? So with that and that personality, what starts to happen is that you start to attract all type of women, right? And what happens a lot of times is you start moving in these circles where you start having access, right? So a lot of these guys, a lot of times, like for a normal person, your relationships are based on proximity. All right. And I'm getting a little deep here, but y'all need y'all to follow me. Right. So for a normal person, your day to day, your relationships will be based on your proximity. Right. So what is a normal proximity for an average person, for lack of better words? Right. Where you work, where you go to school, your place of worship, whether that be a church or just your daily variables, right? If you go to the gym where you work out, or you might go to a local bar, restaurant, that's the normal proximity for most people, right? So from, you know, Monday through Friday, whatever it is, in the weekends, that's where you're going to meet people and mingle with people, right? Alpha males have way more proximity, right? So this plays a part into, you know, how lust affects their day to day, because they're not just limited to a local town. These guys are movers and shakers. They're moving around, they're traveling, they're going different faces, meeting different places. And this, of course, attracts the women, right? And, you know, if you're out there, you're making money, you're very successful, you're charismatic, you're just going to be caught up in these situations, right? We see it all the time where these powerful men, they're getting caught up with lust. You know, we've seen it with Bill Clinton, Elliot Spitzer. We see like all these different guys where they just succumb to this lust, right? Like I said before, what I say, the devil will give you everything you want to take away everything that you have. So they succumb to it. And I mean, the reality is that lust is lust, right? Like once you get past that physicality, there's all these other things that come around with it, right? Because you don't know what this person is coming to you for, right? They could be looking at you as a come up, right? How many times we see it where these dudes get intimate with these chicks, right? They popping out babies. Now they don't want you no more. They taking you for child support. I forgot the dude. I forgot his name. I don't know if it was Al Pacino or whoever. It was one of, you know, don't quote me, but it was one of these guys. He's an old actor. And he got with this young chick and, you know, got pregnant. As soon as she had the baby, she was done with him. She was like, nah, I'm taking you for child support. That's crazy, right? But that just shows you how falling victim to that lust can get you caught up in all kinds of situations that, you know, you didn't even really like anticipate. You know what I'm saying? And I think like for powerful men, men with purpose, men that are driven, I think that the most important thing, you know, to try to avoid that lust trap a lot of times is that you got to align yourself with a certain type of woman, right? Like, and this is real talk. I know it's easy for cats to get caught up in their own hype because they making money, they successful. They like, yo, I'm getting mad chicks. Yo, these chicks do not rock with you like that, man. They only dealing with you based upon what you have. And if you didn't have what you have, they wouldn't want to talk to you. And the reality is that there's a lot of people out there that are successful with money, you know? So it's just a cycle. You know what I'm saying? You see, in Hollywood, a lot of times, these people are rotating the same person. Like, damn, she got a new dude again? That's like, you know, last month that was her world. You know, now she got another world. She building the whole universe. You know what I'm saying? This is how it goes, man. But, you know, tying, you know, closing in on the lust thing, I will say that it's, I think it's two traits that a successful man needs out of a woman. I think the first thing is that she understands the vision, right? I think that's important because, like, when you have purpose, when you're driven by purpose, when you're motivated, you can't just be with no chicken head. You can't be with no bird. You can't be with no person that doesn't understand the mission, right? This is someone who understands the calling that's on your life, where you're headed, what you're trying to accomplish, and she's in alignment with that, right? Like, she's not someone who's going to be combative just for the sake of being combative. She's not going to be a person that's going to drag you down, right? Listen, a queen will help you build a kingdom, right? And a problem will help you destroy it in a day. So you don't need someone who's a problem. You need a real queen who can understand your mission, understand where you're headed, and help you constantly build, right? She's not looking for a come up. She's looking for a partnership, right? She's looking for someone who she can be with for the long run. And that's a quality that someone who's powerful needs in their corner. They say behind every great man is a great woman. Yo, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you've seen a man fall or a powerful man, there's always been some nonsense going on behind the scenes with some crazy situation. And 9 times out of 10, it was that man and a woman involved in some craziness going on. And it just went to shit. Right? That's the reality of it. So I would say that's a quality that successful men should look for in a woman, is that she understands the mission. And the second quality is that not only does she understand the mission of that man, she understands the mission and vision for herself, meaning that she has a purpose of her own. She has a destiny of her own. She has an understanding of what she's trying to accomplish out of life for herself. So by her having that for herself, she can understand that for her man, right? For her king, for this dude that she's riding for too. You know, I think a lot of times people want from other people what they can't even get themselves, right? I can't expect you to support my vision if you don't even have a vision for yourself, right? I can't expect you to understand my drive and my motivation, and you don't even know what the hell is going on in your own world, right? You got chaos going on your side. So that's important too, aligning yourself. That's why, you know, when they talk about the importance of not being unequally yoked, right? That means basically, for a lack of better words, I got to get with somebody who I could actually vibe with, right? Meaning, once whatever is done in the bedroom is done, this is when we really vibing, right? Because mentally, spiritually, emotionally, we're on the same plane, right? It's not just about lust, because lust can come and go, right? But someone who you can actually build with, that'll take you to the next level. So that's the first thing that I noticed, right? Dudes getting caught up in lust, man. That's a big problem. The second thing, I would say the people around you. And, you know, not for nothing, I know we're talking about why successful men fail, but yo, let's keep it a stack. These things I'm talking about, anybody and everybody needs to be mindful of these types of situations and these types of people, right? So it doesn't matter if you're a multimillionaire or you're just an average person, just doing what you do day to day, you need to be mindful of these things, right? Because not only do successful men fail from things like lust and having the wrong people around them, everyday people do, right? So, you know, it's just, this is the topic, but this is real talk, right? So point number two, the people around you. I saw something on Netflix and it was about Whitney Houston. And essentially what it was about was like her life and just talking about how powerful she was and dynamic and just, you know, her talent. And she was such a big, massive personality. But it also talked about her supporting cast. And I'm gonna be perfectly honest with y'all, her supporting cast was not shit, yo. She had a lot of family around. Her father was a user financially. You know, he wasn't there for a while and came back. Then he wanted to manage her and he's taking money from her. Her relatives, she got them on the payroll. She was basically like the cash cow that was taking care of everyone around her, right? And I think that's what happens a lot of times with successful men in particular. You know, it's not that you change. You just notice that people's expectations of you change. So I noticed that like in my own life, like when I got to a certain point, like I realized like I was the same person, but people around me, like some of them, not all, like my true friends, like they've been A1 since day one, right? I never had to worry about them, but there was always the others, right, that I refer to where it's like they start to view you as like a payday, right? Like I remember one time, the day before my birthday, and someone called me and asked me for $10,000. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is the type of stuff that, you know, people don't see, right? Like, they don't see, you know, and I get it. People have needs, right? But a lot of times it's like people don't see themselves, right? They only see their need for want, but they don't see what you go through always being that person. You know, like Neo in the Matrix was the one. Like, once you achieve a certain amount of success in your social circle, you are the one. Right. And there's a lot that comes with that. Right. There's a lot of like, you know, a lot of people like there'll be a divide. There's the people that just check up on you to see how you're doing. And then there's the people that superficially check in because ultimately they want something from you. Right. And that gets very draining where you just get tired of it. Right. So, you know, I'd say that's point number two for successful men. It's like having the wrong supporting cast around you. Right. Like that can make or break you. You know, people like I've been fortunate enough to have like real friends in my life. Like I don't even regard them as friends. They're family. Right. And I have like a big tribe. So it's like, you know, they'll give me straight talk like, "Kay, I think you could do this a little different, you know, but they're saying it out of love and I get it." Right. And these are the type of friends where I'm like real friends that I have where it's like we don't have to talk every day. You know, I could pick up the phone and or they'll reach out to me maybe 4 months in, five. But it's just like we spoke yesterday when we pick up that phone. That's just the love that we have, you know, in the authenticity. So that's why I would say that's number two. People around you, you got to be mindful of your supporting cast. You have to, because if not, that's critical. That can make or break you. The third point, because I got four total. This is the third point. Greed. But they say money, 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 right? Money, right? Paper, money. Like, successful men fail a lot of time because of greed. It's like this overwhelming sense of never enough, right? It's like once you get one thing, then you need more, right? Like, I remember, I can talk about myself, right? I can keep it real. Like, once I started becoming successful, like I wanted more. So it's like, all right, you know, get a watch. I want to get a Rolex, right? Get that. Oh, I want another watch. I want another watch, right? Or you know, you get one car. Oh, I need to get another car. But realistically, you know, needs versus wants, right? Like, do you really need these things or do you just want them? And, you know, it's like over time, like I started to, you know, self-assess, right? Like, you know, like we said, the word of the day, you could either be a legend or a lesson, you know? Look how many lessons that we see, you know, athletes, basketball players. I remember watching 30 for 30 and seeing like all these cats that was broke as a joke. Football players, basketball players, because just living in excess and living in a constant state of greed, right? Just constantly consuming, 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 but not being aware or cognizant of the consequences and repercussions. Because what's good on Monday, a lot of times is bad by Friday, right? I can hit a lick. I can get a lot of money, right? I can make 25 bands in one day, but guess what? If I don't invest that, well, first of all, before you even get to the investing part, you gotta put away money for your taxes, right? So out of that 25 bands, I got to make sure that by the time I got to pay Uncle Sam, I've put aside enough money to cover my taxes, right? State, federal, whatever. then, you know, properly investing that money to grow it, whether that be in, you know, investments, businesses, real estate, making intelligent decisions financially to make sure that my money's in a constant state of growing, right? I heard dudes say before, yo, the goal is to make sure that your money got great, great, great grandchildren, right? You got to grow that. You got to grow that, right? The money got to procreate, right? The money got to have money because, you know, you want to have generational wealth to be legendary for your family, right? To be legendary for yourself so you don't let yourself down. So yeah, monitoring greed and being very smart when it comes to what you do financially, that can make or break a person. That's why a lot of successful men fail, all right? And then the fourth thing, because, you know, we went through lust, people around you, greed. The fourth thing that I believe is ego. I believe that a lot of times successful men tend to fail because of their ego. They start to develop a sense of being invincible and being God, right? I hear so many people say, oh, I'm a God, you know, I'm a God. Gotta be careful with that, right? Because absolute power corrupts. When you start talking about, you know, you're so powerful, it's all about you. You run the show, you run this. Can't nobody tell you what to do, right? That's when you fail. I think that humble is the new cocky, living in a state of humility, but yet being a boss at the same time, that's what elevates you, right? A true boss makes other bosses, right? I could put my ego aside and say, hey, you know what? I see greatness in you and I want you to be great. What can I do to propel you to the next level, right? That takes a state of humility and a state of love, right? Wanting to help. But a lot of times successful men, you know, they start to feel like it's all about them. They get a lot of ego. I remember when I was coming up and I wanted to get in the music industry so bad, right? And, you know, I remember knowing a couple people. And now I know a lot of people, right? But at that time, I didn't know a lot of people, right? And there was only, I could count on one hand how many people I knew who are actually in the industry. And I can honestly say, nobody helped me pertaining to those people, right? The people that were successful and they had made it. And I'm like, damn, I'm thinking, you know, they might give some type of opportunity. Nope. They did not give a fuck, right? It was like, they had their success, they're doing what they're doing, and they did not care, right? Because of that ego, right? And then the crazy thing is that when my time came, it was my time. And I met people that were literally multimillionaires and they believed in me, right? Like, you know what they say, like your gift will make room for you, right? And God will give you favor with the right people. So a lot of times it's not who you know, it's who knows you, right? Because who you know might have a big ego and they don't give a damn about what you got going on, right? But I was meeting complete strangers that were very powerful people, very successful, and they were giving me shots and opportunities. And I took it, slam dunk every time, and then it propelled me to get to the space now musically where it's like I'm blessed. That's what I say all the time, blessed and highly favored, right? Like who knew, right? The kid from South Jamaica, Queens, growing up in the 80s with the crack era, would be working with brands like Disney, Universal Records, Netflix, Hulu. I mean, come on, man, having like over 1,000 songs in TV and film, right? But you know, I say all that to say is that I was blessed enough to work with people who didn't have overinflated egos that could help me, right? And ego kills, man. You know, so that's definitely one of the things why successful men fail is because of their ego, right? So I think, you know, based upon this topic, I mean, you know, this is just my personal opinion, man, but lust, people around you, greed and ego, I think those are four major keys to be mindful of, right? Because like I started this podcast with, yo, I want all of y'all to be legendary, man. I don't want your story to be that of a lesson, because we know a lot of lessons, right? We can look around our family and see a lot of lessons. Like, Uncle Jimmy, right? Hitting the bottle again, right? Alcoholic, can't call it. Might as well spoil it, right? Like just that's the lesson. Don't be an alcoholic like Uncle Jimmy, right? So it's like, nah, you want to be legendary, right? You could be a legend or a lesson. It's up to you. But, you know, these are a couple keys, couple gems, why successful men fail. Like, subscribe, comment below. I want to know if there's any other lessons that y'all might think, you know, or things that cause successful men to fail and things to be mindful of. All right. Yo, like I said, we blessed and highly favored. Until next week. Peace.